Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, my sons and I and their cousins, we had the chance to go to a batting cage, and we had a chance to get indoors and do some fielding and some hitting. And my goodness, I tell you, we got to go out there and get Pat trained up here. And
maybe we can get him
a
football game.
Maybe we can get him to enjoy another sport, broaden his horizon, and maybe get him to see if he'd like some baseball. But I think that once he has a couple of swings, a couple of hits, I think that maybe we can get him on the other side.
Doubt it, huh?
I see that he's pulled out Old Faithful there.
No, excuse me. This is not old. This is brand new.
Oh, this is a brand new
spanking
Saints shirt. I see.
That's right.
Wow. You. Wow.
That's right.
Saints.
Get used to it, buddy.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's some people, they'll stick with the losing team no matter what. I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are
a Mets fan.
Whoa. He is chipper this morning, huh? He's
on the ball.
You're sharp, huh? You're ready?
Yeah. So how many games have you lost now?
Listen, we're not watching the score. We are in a rebuilding season.
Rebuilding mode, huh?
Sometimes it's not always about the score.
It's not.
No. Oh, okay. No. See, Pat, sometimes it's not always about the score. Sometimes you got to realize it's not really about winning. It's how you play the game, fundamentals. Because the truth is that you're not always going to win.
This is true.
The truth is that you're not going to win every single game. Mm-mm. Now, you may go up and suit up and get ready to play, but it's a lot like life. You know, you have your good days, you have your bad days, but you can't judge the day by the harvest you reap. A lot of times you got to judge the day by the seeds that you've sown.
Mm.
You know?
This is true.
Because you're working hard, you're doing everything, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but it's like, you ever had one of them days where you're just like, this is not working out. And it's only 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
This is going to be a long one. And so many times we come to a point where we're judging the day, the week, even a season in your life, because things don't seem to be happening the way you've planned or you envisioned or the way that you desired for it to be. Listen, don't give up. Don't switch the game plan if this is what God's told you to do. Sometimes it's just a point of doing the right thing, being faithful, sticking to it, and watching yourself come through on the other side. We're talking about Pat's, team. They don't win. But if they would just focus on how you play the game. It's a lot like life, you know, Chris? Life is like doing it. You got to do it the right way. And you're doing it the right way is when you give it all to the Lord. When you spend time abiding, when you spend time going after God. Listen, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen in your life. Things are going to come. They're going to try to derail you. They're going to try to knock you off your game. They're going to try to, say that you're not good or you're not good. Listen, we can do what David did. David encouraged himself in the Lord. I mean, Pat does a lot of encouraging himself, I understand.
I learned for the best.
Hey. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Because listen, if you win if you don't give up. You win if you stay faithful. You win if you stay abiding. You win if you stay loyal to what God has called you to do. In the end, you win. And the thing about playing for a score, is that sometimes you notice when you're watching a sporting event, it's like, at a certain point, everyone's caught up with the score, and I coach Little League with the kids, are we winning? Are we losing? Are we winning? What's the score? Listen, just play the game. When you play the game right, when you say, I'm going to do what I have to do, I'm going to break it down to the basics, the fundamentals, I'm going to stay focused. What do we always say when we're working with the young people out there in sports, Chris? We say, listen, the score will work itself out.
Just have fun.
Do the right thing.
Right.
And the score is going to handle itself. And oftentimes that's what happens. The score winds up taking care of itself. It settles out. But you win or lose. Because listen, Sometimes you think you've won. Sometimes you think you've won. But how many, you know, when you review the game and you realize, that was that guy's foot out of bounds? Did the Saints foot, did he really didn't catch that end zone? What? But they won. They got a victory. You want to win winning the right way. Mm-hmm. You know? And then now they're just bringing instant replay into the Major League Baseball. We don't know what that's going to be like. Maybe drawing out these games a little bit longer. But
the instant replay? Nothing going on.
Listen, you hit a home run. Was it foul? Was it in?
Well, they're not sure. Went over the fence or not. Or the guy just missed the ball. I mean, they need instant replay to see these things.
Let me tell you, the referee called the guy safe when he was out and caused this pitcher last year, I believe, to lose a no-hitter.
Aren't they called it umpires?
What did I say?
Referee. That's football.
Umpire.
See what I mean?
I thought you were a baseball fan.
I am. Listen, just cut me some slack, okay? Cut me some slack.
Now he wants slack.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a wannabe fan.
Listen, it's not how the score runs up or down. It's how you play the game. It's how we're having a lot of fun, but that's the truth. I mean, listen, it's how you play the game. It's how you play the game of life. You know, ultimately, if you are on Jesus' side, listen, you are going to win. You're going to win. In the end, you win. But listen, if you're on the enemy's side and you're not living with Jesus and you haven't made him the Lord of your life, it doesn't matter how pretty he looks. Doesn't matter how many lights are flashing. Doesn't matter who's running your reports and what they're saying on the ESPN of your life. You know what I'm saying? If you're not living and playing on Jesus' side, in the end, you lose, and you lose big. You lose big. We want to encourage you today to get on the right side. Get on the side of Jesus Christ and don't get caught up in this score thing that Americans like to get caught up in. Who's got this and who's got that and did you win or did you lose and do you have bigger toys and I have bigger toys and don't get caught up in all that. And don't judge your day by some, you know, things that happen. Remember, it's not about the harvest you reap all the time, but it's rather about the seeds you've sown. Stay faithful. Stay loyal to God. Do the right thing and watch the Lord bless your life. You'll get past it. You'll get through it. Don't make any changes. If you're doing the right thing before God, you will make it through. I think about, you know, they say that ships that are in a fog, you know, don't panic. Don't start making adjustments. Don't start, you know.
Stay the course.
Stay the course, right? Stay, you know, stay steady. Stay the course because in the end, you know, you win. Oftentimes, you know, people panic because teams are losing by big points. They want that big major play, you know. Throw the bomb in the end zone. We need one last shot or do this trick play or do, you know.
Throw what in the end zone?
The bomb, you know, bomb. I'm throwing a bomb, remember? Bomb into the
bomb.
Elbow. You know, I'm throwing a bomb.
It's called a football.
Yeah, you know, you never heard of throwing a bomb? Bomb it, you know? I got to educate him. He's all Googled up, you know what I'm saying? I got to educate him. I'm educating him on football.
I'm just seeing if you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Okay. I played football, I don't watch football.
It's also called a Hail Mary.
Well, yes, I know. I know, I didn't want to. But, we have... Anyway, moving right along. Moving right along.
I'll be funneled down. All right.
You don't want to throw a trick play at the very end of the game. You want to stay the course, and in the end, you win. That's just the bottom line. In the end, you win. All these guys that want to do the trick plays, remember all those Sandlot games? Like, oh, man, just do it.
Yeah,
it's like,
worked.
Dude, just play the game. Play your man. Over right. The play zone. And they're changing all the different things because it's boiling down. Don't get to changing. You don't need another idea. You need to follow the word of God. You don't need another book. You don't need another television program. You don't need a 10, 15 steps to a better you. You don't need all of this. Stay with the playbook. The playbook is the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with what you've been doing every day. Practice, right? Good practice makes perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abiding every day at the end when it's time for you to get on the field every day when you leave your house. And you go to your workplaces and your school and the things that we do, that's where we play the game of life. And if we're playing it for the Lord, it's all going to work out in the end. And that's what's important. So it doesn't matter, Pat, the score, winning or losing.
Yeah.
But it's about playing it on the right team, which is God, playing the right way, mm-hmm. which is living the way the Lord wants us to live. Anyway, I just wanted to share that
that's
with you.
That's good.
Okay?
That's
you know,
great.
Because, you know,
I know.
The score.
You have
you
to
know.
Encourage yourself.
Yeah, listen.
Some way. Yes, I understand.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.